Moving on now, 26 Palestinians have been released from Israeli prisons. However, thousands of Palestinians remain in Israeli detention centres. 21 of the prisoners are from the West Bank and the other 5 are from the Gaza Strip. They are the second group of prisoners that have been released since August. Israel approved the prisoner release under the terms of the renewed US brokered talks with the Palestinians. Tel Aviv agreed to release 104 Palestinian prisoners in stages following the start of negotiations on July 3rd. Bill Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review joins me from Washington. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Jones, thousands of Palestinians remain in Israeli jails and now Israel releases only 26 of them. What do you make of this?
Well, obviously, this is done under duress. Benjamin Netanyahu right now is not a very happy camper. Things are not actually going his way. He wanted a tough line against Iran. He didn't get it. He didn't want a peace talks, and now they're happening. He's certainly not going to playing ball willingly, but he is certainly under a certain amount of duress to pretend that he's going along with this thing, because the United States, at least temporarily, is moving in that direction. So he's doing what he thinks he has to do, but I'm sure he's doing it unwillingly. We're happy for the prisoners that were released. A lot of them have been in jail a very long time, but there's, as you mentioned, a lot still in prison, and they are suffering there as long as this policy remains in place on the Israeli side.
And some say this is a publicity stunt. What do you make of this claim?
Well, I'm certain he's using it in that way to, you know, get publicity, to give people the impression that, okay, I'll go along, thinking that ultimately nothing's going to come of it, and then he can go back to what he was doing before. So he's utilizing this politically, obviously. But like I said, he's doing this under duress, that Mr. Netanyahu cannot always have it his way. And the United States, for whatever reason, maybe Secretary Kerry's intent on getting something done here, he is moving in the direction of trying to get together peace talks. Nobody's terribly optimistic about the ultimate success of these because of the intransigence, especially on the Israeli side, as long as Mr. Netanyahu's in charge. But he is trying to get as much as he can out of this, but I don't think he's very serious in going the whole route to try and create peace in the Middle East.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Bill Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review from Washington.